time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And first, let me apologize for the several frogs that I seem to have in my throat. apparently, a lot of people are going through that right now. So I suppose we have chemtrails to thank for that and the cold and things like that. But we'll get through it, right? So I have my little cup of Herbitussin here, and, you know, hopefully I can make it through the whole hour. And if you are sitting there nursing a cold or the flu or something like that, you have my utmost sympathy. And, you know, tis the season, right? The main thing is got to make sure you wash your hands really, really well, okay, because most of those germs are passed around by contact. You know, and most of the time when someone passes something on to you, you don't even know they're sick. They don't even know they're sick because they're contagious right before the sickness hits, then for a while through it. So that's why this stuff gets passed around so easily in the winter when we're more confined. You know, we're in gatherings inside and in close proximity to other people. So anyway, hopefully that you'll all be feeling a little bit better. And before I get into the show, too, I wanted to mention that I just heard that there was a really nasty virus going around that is, it's, you know, the classic flu symptoms, you know, headaches and nausea and diarrhea and stomach pains and things like that. It's actually a stomach virus, but it's not the flu. It's actually another type of a virus. I'm not sure what it is. I haven't had time to really investigate it yet. But normally what happens is you get a thing called a rotavirus, which kids get. And it's very, very contagious. So make sure that you stay hydrated and you stay warm. You know, take some things like turmeric and ginger to decrease inflammation and to decrease the nausea. And ginger is even safe for pregnant women. And I'm talking about, if you can, get the real ginger root and put about 5 or 6 slices in a cup and pour some boiling water on it and just sip that. Because if you've got an upset stomach and you dump a lot of fluid into your stomach, it's just going to come back up. So you have to just do the sip thing, you know, hold it in your mouth for a few minutes before you swallow it, that type of thing. So hopefully that'll help anybody out there that's suffering right now. And, oh, boy, we go through it, don't we? There's so many things that happen to us. Okay, so let me also mention that the sponsors of this show are starlights.com and canceralternative.us. And Starlights is spelled with 2 R's, S-T-A-R-R. LIGHTS.com, where you will find some really cool products. And on canceralternative.us, you will find a lot of solutions for people who have or know people who have various forms of cancers. And they're all good people, so please do patronize them and, you know, buy the products if you can and if you decide that you like something like that. And, you know, check out the alternative cancer website too, because that has a whole lot of different things for free, lots of lists and things like that, and little ways you can check and see if you've got a problem. Okay. All right. Now tonight's show, because this is the first Thursday of January 2013, I would like to have everybody kind of start out right. Okay. We have so many things that are hitting us from so many different angles. And, you know, it's not going to leave us alone, okay? We have to make a collective decision. And that decision is going to determine where we end up. And so rather than buying into the fear and the oh, what ifs, you know, it might help you just to start out the month at least with something that's going to help you to get to a state of calm, some peace, you know, so that you can go back and you can listen to it and meditate. So what I'd like to do for the first Thursday of every month from now on is I would like to present a guided visualization meditation, something that will help you with, you know, different things. So the one tonight is going to be about the gift of love. And this helps to bring in peace and harmony with you. I think it's a great way to start out the new year. And you can, of course, go into the archives and download it and, you know, be able to listen to it whenever you want to. So we'll do that kind of in the back half of the program. So for right now, what I wanted to talk about, though, is how you're going to get through this next year. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. I'm saying it because all the news out there shows us 2013 is going to be even worse than 2011 and 2012. Now, there are several factions out there that are doing the best they can to strike fear into the hearts of the populace, because that's how they make their money. Does that mean it's not going to be horrendous? I have no idea. It could be, but it doesn't do any good to worry about it until it happens. So, because I end up being the calm voice of reason when disasters hit, I've just kind of always been that way. That's apparently one of my roles. Let me just first get your mind going in the right direction. We've talked a lot of times about survival, about preparation and things like that, and I've given you some hints on how to prepare. So hopefully you're taking that to heart, because you should always be prepared for any eventuality. It just is common sense, okay? If you throw your hands up and you go, I don't have any money, I don't have any way to do this, blah, blah, blah. Like I said last time, bullshit, okay? You need to take responsibility for your life. And it starts by loving yourself enough to do some preparations. Start small, you know? One can of food extra when you go shopping. Or if you truly have no money and you're going to the food bank, great, make sure you put something aside into food storage. Now, cans are a problem, and the reason cans are a problem is they're really only good for about 3 years. So it's better usually to have dehydrated foods. And you can buy soup mixes, you can buy all kinds of stuff dehydrated now. And, you know, just put something aside. Make sure you have some water, too. Like one of the things I did years ago was I waited until they had sales at the sporting goods stores. And I went in and I bought the water containers that hold 7 gallons. And so I didn't pay a high price for these things. And you just go in and you get whatever you can get. And then you make sure that it's clean, so you have to wash it out. And I always put a little Clorox in there to kill off any viruses and bacteria and things. And then clean the whole thing out again to get the Clorox out. And then put some colloidal silver in with water right up to the top. And then cover it with saran wrap or something like that, you know, so it's sealed. And then screw the cap on tight and put it someplace where it's not going to be subjected to extremes of heat or cold. The heat's not so bad. The cold will burst water containers as the water expands. So you could lay in a few of those even if you're in an apartment, you know. You can put it someplace that's kind of out of the way that, you know, maybe you don't need to get to. That way you at least have something. So, you know, I'm big on preparation, and I thank my parents for that. Because as I was a kid growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, we had some horrendous storms. And we could lose power from anywhere from, you know, an hour to several days to a week, depending on how bad the storm was, because power lines would be down all over the place. And we really were comfortable because we always had food. We always had plenty of water. And we had a fireplace. And when I moved out later and had my own apartment, there was no fireplace, but I had a hibachi. And so anytime that the storm took down the power lines, it was no big deal. You know, I got out the things called uncandles. floated about a quarter of an inch of vegetable oil on some water in a clear vase, and threw the little wick in there, you know, lit that, put a mirror behind it. I had lights. I had warmth. and I cooked my stuff on the hibachi. And I was giving out coffee and tea to all the neighbors because nobody could figure out how to do this kind of stuff, which was kind of funny. I thought that was the craziest thing I'd ever heard of. They had no matches, no candles, no flashlights, no batteries. It's like, really, people? I mean, come on. You know, take a little responsibility for your life. Don't expect the government's going to help you because they aren't. And don't expect that all your neighbors are going to have what you need because they may be just like you and have nothing. So start doing some preparation, okay? Because after talking to several people in the know, and you know, I have some very interesting contacts. Let me just leave it at that. But after talking with these people through the years, they have pretty much said that, yeah, we're going to have some really, really bad natural disasters. And they're all prepping, okay? Now, you don't have to get crazy with the prepping. Like I said, just, you know, do what you can. Have some vital things that you need. And I've written a lot of articles on all that stuff, and, you know, that's been out on the web for a long time. So if you go onto ezinearticles.com, and search under my name, you'll be able to find tons of articles there on preparation, survival, how to create a go pack or a bug out bag, and you know, things like that. So you have little lists and things that you can start on. Other than that, what you really need to do is get prepared mentally. And one of the keynotes of this year that I have seen as far as energy goes is you have got to get a hold of your emotions. If you're one of those people who flies off the handle and has too much drama in their lives, it's going to get worse. So what I suggest you do is you learn to control your thoughts and emotions. And the thing that I have found to be most helpful in doing that is a book called A Course in Miracles. And I studied that book, and I had people that told me at the time, oh, you're working on forgiveness? That'll take you at least a year. And I said, it's only one chapter long. What do you mean it's going to take me a year? Well, you know what it did? It took me a year for harmlessness. It took me a year for love. It took me a year for pretty much everything that I did through that book. But, you know, it was worth it. Because as I examined every portion of my life, and I examined how I act and react to things, I was able to start gaining control over my thoughts and emotions. And that's an extremely valuable thing to do. It does not mean that you become unfeeling. It means that you choose how you're going to react to something. So it's kind of like you stand there as the observer. You kind of step outside yourself for a minute, look at what's happening. And my favorite phrase for that is, oh, that's interesting. And then I kind of contemplate it and decide how I really feel about it, or, you know, what, if anything, I'm going to do about it. And then I move on that. I take the action. So I seldom get surprised or react badly to most things. I'm very deliberate in what I do. And I have some people that don't understand that, and they get very upset with me and say, oh, well, I know you didn't mean it. It's like, no, I meant it. I totally meant it. I thought about how I was going to act, and that's how I chose to act. And in that moment of stunned silence, as people try to figure out why the hell I would act like that, it's like, what does it mean to you? You know, what do you get from my acting like that and then telling you I meant to do that? Does that give you a hint? Because, you know, we're all here to help each other. And some people care a little bit too much about what other people think about them. The only one that's really important is you. What do you think about you? So as you learn to do all these things, excuse me, you will get to the point where life becomes much more peaceful. And of course, that's going to drive a whole bunch of people crazy. I watched that happen. It's pretty funny, actually. And when they start screaming at you, nothing bothers you, does it? You can just kind of smile and go, nope, nothing bothers me. And at that point, you'll know that you've really accomplished something. You can just smile to yourself and, you know, go on, do what you got to do. So I started thinking about, you know, how to move the show this year. And there are so many things that I and my friends know how to do that a lot of people just don't get. They've never had it presented to them, or they're just, you know, not sure of how to move forward. So I started thinking about just taking the time, at least one show a month, to bring you through a meditation based upon one particular thing, because that's the thing that you have to do, really, to move into this control of self. If you don't do the work, you know, it doesn't magically happen, okay? At least I haven't seen it happen. You know, I've been looking for the magical fairy to bonk me over the head with a magic wand and make it all happen for years. And you know what? That darn fairy just doesn't come around. So you kind of have to make your own way through this, okay? And part of it is that you got to do a little bit of meditation. And the whole point of that is that you start listening within. Because all of the answers that you need are within. They're not outside of you. They're all within you. You have everything that you need. And so how much better do you think you would feel going through your day-to-day life? Which, you know, is pretty frustrating a lot of the times, especially when you have no control. And, or you think you have no control, and the governments tell you to do this, that, and the other, and you're kind of subject to the vagaries of, you know, somebody else's whim. Or you have a job that, you know, you're told what to do all the time, you tend to get a little frustrated, right? So how about if you start learning how to control thoughts and emotions and to go within for the answers that you need? Number one, you'll become more psychic or intuitive. Number two, you will gain peace and contentment within yourself, and you'll be able to love yourself and others more. So seems to me like that's a pretty good win-win situation. So we're going to do this, okay, at least every first Thursday of the month. And we'll work on different things. But we're going to start with love. Because if you don't have love within yourself, for yourself, you can't love anybody else. And, you know, a lot of us were kind of jacked around by different religious orders who basically told us, you know, you don't want to have self-love, you want to love everyone more than yourself. That is a lie, okay? You've got to start within. If you cannot love yourself, then you cannot possibly love other people. And that's the hard facts. So start looking at things that you do to yourself and for yourself. And resolve to change to a more loving you. And the first thing is, if you're one of those people that's always putting yourself down, calling yourself a dummy or an idiot or worse, or trying to prove to people that you're worthless, you know, what they call self-deprecating humor, stop it. I used to do that stuff a long time ago. I put myself down before somebody else could. And it was really funny because I never cared what anybody thought about me. I just kind of did it because I expected it, you know. And as I grew up, I went, well, I don't need to do that anymore because I never cared what anybody thought in the first place. What I cared about was what everybody cares about but is afraid to admit. We want to love and be loved. That's it, okay? That's all anybody wants. But we have all of these various things that happen and that we engage in, and we think that, oh, it means this and it means that and blah, blah, blah. No, it's very simple. We want to love and be loved. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with somebody liking you. What we want is real, unconditional, completely connected love. What we want is someone who sees us as we are, whoever we are, and loves us anyway. Now, that doesn't mean that those people are going to hang around if you're going to be a crappy person And if you're going to create harm in their lives, they shouldn't stick around. It's not healthy. And that goes for you, too. If you've got people in your life that are not healthy to be around, why are you there? Figure out some way to work through it. Either leave or sit them down and tell them. You know, because maybe they don't know. So you can turn this into something that's very helpful and creative for you and for the people that you care about in your life. Then there's the love that encompasses all. Now, that kind of love is very difficult for most people to come up with. And the easiest way that I have found for people that I know that are able to do this is that they've been near death. And they've seen what's on the other side. They've seen what's real. They have experienced full-blown unconditional love. And they go, oh, so that's what it's about. And they choose to come back to help. And they never lose that connection with the unconditional love. So no matter what happens after that, they're okay. They can get through anything because they've seen what's real. Most people who have not been through that have a really difficult time ever reaching anything approaching that kind of love to where they would come back and they would help humanity, help the earth, whatever their job is, that they would come back because of love for the creation and because of love of that all-encompassing spirit, the great mind, the great mystery, God, whatever you want to call it, the source. Because once you have that kind of unconditional love, you do come back and try to help. You try to help the other people wake up because none of us are less than another. And none of us are more than another. We all have different talents and abilities. So when you are coming back to help, you see what's going on. You know what's happening in other people's lives, which is another thing that drives people crazy, by the way. They say they want to be understood. No, they don't. They get very upset, you know, when you tell them that you know what's going on and you prove it to them. It's pretty funny, actually. But then I get amused easily, you know. So when you have that connection and you truly love the creation, you're not going to go around being negative. Because you realize that that's a go-nowhere thing. You're going to first work on yourself. And when you've got it solid within yourself, you're going to start talking to other people about it. And saying, look, if you're going to continue to be negative like this, I'm not going to hang around. Because that's not how I want my life to be. And sometimes you kind of have to hit people right between the eyes with a dose of the truth. And I remember years ago, I had this one friend who owned a business with her soon-to-be ex-husband. And it was getting bad. And she was basically trying to rip him a new one every time she laid eyes on him. And she wanted him to pay for this, that, and the other. And the guy ended up having a heart attack. And I went over there to have lunch with her one day. And she was just ripping him up one side and down the other. And, you know, just venom was like dripping out of her. And I said, look, I came here to have lunch with you. I did not come here to watch you drip venom all over the poor guy. He already had a heart attack. Are you not going to be happy until he dies? And what good is that going to do? Because you're not in the will anymore. You know, I said, face it, he hates your guts. He doesn't want anything to do with you. And I can see why. So I said, you know, you need to stop this. And if you choose not to stop that, I'm leaving. Because I don't want to be around this. And she changed instantly. Now, she didn't stay changed, but she changed at least for lunch. So, you know, I was happy with that. So you got to take a little more responsibility. You know, what you choose to allow into your life is your responsibility. It's not anybody else's. It all comes down to you. So if you would like to be more peaceful and more loving and to have more love in your life, to be more successful, to manifest some of the things that you'd really like to experience, then stick around, okay? Because we're going to be going through it this year and really working on it. But you got to work on yourself too. So that's why we're going to do a guided visualization that you can download and listen to over and over, so that that will help you to at least achieve a few moments of peace. And it's not going to be very long. We're talking 15, 20 minutes, okay? So it's not going to be too much to do. And actually, maybe we'll make it, actually, we won't even make it that long. We'll make it closer to about 10 minutes, okay? So it'll be something that you can kind of slide into if you have 10 minutes in your day to take a little bit of time. And if you don't have that time, I suggest you make that time. So unless you're a medical intern and 24/7 you're, you know, on call, well, even then you might still have 10 minutes here and there. Or somebody like that, you know, if you're emergency personnel, it's kind of hard to carve out 10 minutes if you're on a 24-hour shift. But sometimes it happens. So be good to yourselves, okay? Start to make progress in loving yourself. Start to realize that you are worthy of love. First of all, that's the biggest thing. Most people think they're not worthy of it. They can bring up every little rotten, nasty thing that they ever said or did as proof that they are not worthy of love. But that's a lie. The fact is, we're a bunch of little kids in the sandbox, okay? You know, we need hall monitors and stuff like that to keep us in line. So we have angels all around us. Or quantum particles, or whatever you want to call them. I don't care what you call them. And they pretty much don't care either. Because we are all part of that source, that mind, that one divine mind, that divine source, that light and that love. We're all part of that. So the closer that we get to that, the happier we get, the more beautiful life becomes, no matter what kind of life you're living. Okay? Life does not become beautiful by money. It can buy a lot of stuff, can make it look beautiful, but there's plenty of really wealthy people out there who are not happy, and they will never be happy until they learn how to go within and get their happiness within themselves. And conversely, there's a lot of really wealthy people out there that do have the secret. Just depends on where you're at. You know, it's all a matter of spiritual evolution. So as we go through this meditation tonight, I'm going to be playing a song from Saggio called The Gift of Love. And it's native flute and nature sounds and things. Very, very peaceful. And it's from his album called The Thunder of Silence. And if you remember, if you've been a longtime listener and you go back to about 2004 or so, I used to use his music quite a bit. I have his permission to do so. And it's really beautiful, peaceful music. So it would help also if you have a quiet corner of your abode, where you can make that little spot where you can sit down and instantly get into the peace, get into the silence, and go within. Even if that's just, you know, a different side of the bed that you lay on, or a corner of the room that you throw a pillow on and you sit back in the corner. Find a little spot where you can consistently do things like this. Or even just one chair in the corner of the room. Whatever you need. But if you find that spot and you do it consistently there, I would also suggest that you put little items there that you can take with you now and then, like scarves or a particular jewelry item. Put a little decorative rug underneath you that you really like. Those items will absorb the peace and the love. And, of course, you can always use crystals and, you know, gemstones, things like that, pick up that kind of vibration. So it can help you as you go through difficult times in life. And it helps also to turn off your cell phones and your house phones and your computer phones, all that kind of stuff. Don't allow yourself to be interrupted for that 10 minutes, okay? That's really important. There is pretty much nothing that can't wait for 10 minutes. So you want to make sure that you pick a time of day where you're not going to be disturbed. And if you have to get up 10 minutes earlier than everybody else in the house, then get up. Because this will make your day go better. And then from the day, the weeks, the months, the years, it will give you a balance within yourself that you maybe haven't achieved by now. And if you have achieved it, this will be a good reminder for you. And remember to take a few moments every day to think of ways that you can love yourself. And for the wise guys out there, no, I'm not talking about physically satisfying yourself. I'm talking about real love, where you appreciate the being that you are, where you can look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, and say, there are parts of me that are so worth loving that if people knew about that, they would flock to me. Because that's really the truth. And find those things. If you have a hard time finding something to love yourself about, then you have a lot of work to do. Most of it's getting real with yourself. But if you haven't done things that you consider to be love-worthy, then you might want to figure something out. Okay? Do some volunteer work or something. Or just be nice to the neighbors, you know, whatever. Find a way to show yourself more love. And sometimes, like for harried moms, you know, a bubble bath is a good way to show love. And, you know, guys, you can do bubble baths too. And you can make it a lot more fun. You know, you can put some bubble blowing stuff in there. You know, blow some bubbles while you're there. But do something that's going to help you to feel better. Man, I had to laugh. I was talking with a friend who was talking about how he takes 2 baths a day. And he said, yeah, there's nothing like having a really deep bathtub full of nice hot water with Epsom salts in it. And he said, I just float there on the surface. And, oh, man, it's just bliss. And I had to laugh because I agree. You know, I think baths are one of the greatest things in the world. And I make sure that I take the time to do that because I love myself. And it helps me to get my head on straight for dealing with the world. And the other thing that I do is I decide how much I want to communicate with the outside world. So if I'm having one of those days where I think, wow, you know, I really need to show more love to myself, I turn off the phones. No phones, no email, no computer. And I just veg out. You know, I'll read a book, watch a movie, sit and contemplate my navel, whatever. But I will do something that I enjoy doing. Or maybe I'll take myself out to an art gallery, and luckily there's tons of them around here. And anytime that you need some beauty in your life, go to your favorite art gallery and just walk through and go, wow, you know, that is just so beautiful. And just fill your soul with the beauty of creativity. Or go take a hike out in nature, you know. Go to a little park. Doesn't have to be a big park. Just a little park, you know. Go look for flowers. Go hug a tree. Go watch the loons on the lake. Or the seagulls at the seashore. You know, look around you. See what there is that you can use to fill yourself with love. Love for yourself, love for the creation. Because the more that you appreciate yourself and the more that you appreciate the creation that you're a part of, then the better times you're going to attract to yourself. This is like one of the big secrets of manifestation. You want a better life? Starts with you, bucko. So you got to work at it, okay? And unless you find that magic fairy, okay? If you find the magic fairy, send her over here, because, you know, sometimes, you know, shortcuts are nice. But in the meantime, while you're waiting for that magic fairy, there's a lot of things you can do to make your life better. And say that you're in a job that you hate. I'm not saying you have to quit your job right away. Maybe you can't. Okay. Make plans to, though. Make plans to go find something that you enjoy. And if you are working just to support your house and your lifestyle, and you're hating it because of that, yeah, you can change that real quick. Get rid of the house, downsize your lifestyle, and go find what makes you happy. You know, there was a book years ago that came out, and it was, God, what was the name of it? I think it was God on a Motorcycle. Really, really interesting book. And I loved it so much I kept passing it around to friends. All about how this woman who was very unhappy in her life changed it by downsizing everything and cutting down the time that she was working and moving to the seashore in a little tiny rented place. And her journey of learning to honor herself. So let's start with that, okay? Let's make this year the year that we all honor ourselves with love and with truth. Okay? I know I always feel better when I do that, so I'm betting that you will too. So tonight, now get prepared for the meditation. And for those of you that want to do this by candlelight, please make sure that your candles are in a safe place so that, for instance, you avoid having curtains blow over and catch on fire and things like that. You got to make sure whatever you're going to do, if you're going to have a source of fire, is safe. So make sure that you do that. You might want to set a little alarm so that you don't have to worry if you start to fall asleep, because really this is only meant to be a 10-minute meditation. And you don't want to go to sleep with this. I mean, you could go to sleep if you're in bed and everything's out, you know, then that's okay. But it's basically a 10-minute meditation just to help you to bring more love into your life. And with that, peace and harmony. We all have to get along somehow. And it's tough. These times are a real test. And if you're driving, it's about time to turn this off, okay? You don't want to be driving while you do a meditation because you could just zone out. And that would not be good if you're on the freeway, okay? Or driving in a risky area. So if you're ready, it helps to have a little bit of water near you too. You want to sip a little water before we start. And keep the water near you, because water can be used for a lot of different things. And water is how we communicate with each other. It's in our cells. And it's the most common element in creation. And so, well, not element, it's a molecule. But it's the most common thing out there. So everything communicates through the water molecule. It's truly miraculous. Make sure you've got your phones off. Set your alarm if you need to for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And let's get started. Make sure that you are in a comfortable position, that you're not going to fall over or something. And take a nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. Let it fall gently out of your body. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes again, letting it fall gently out of your body. And another nice deep breath, even deeper than the previous ones. And as you let that breath fall out of your body, feel yourself moving into relaxation. Allow the tension to come out of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your waist, your hips, your legs, your arms, your hands and your feet. Continue to breathe slow and deep. And just listen. Imagine yourself in your private sanctuary, wherever that may be, the most beautiful, calm, peaceful place. As you look around at your environment in this beautiful sanctuary, you notice there is a beautiful hot pink crystal heart on a pedestal, glowing, pulsating. And you hear crystalline sounds from within it, like a music. And as you move closer to this beautiful crystal heart, you gaze in amazement at all of the glorious colors that are running through it now. There's more than just pink there. There's the most beautiful turquoise blue and gold and white purples. Greens, silver, the most beautiful colors are radiating out of this crystal heart. And you reach out and you pick up this heart and you hold it close to your own heart. And as you do, you feel the warmth and a very high and beautiful vibration permeating through to your heart from this heart. And now you take a deep breath and you feel this vibration of love expand within your chest. And you see that the very center of your being is filled with these glorious colors. And you take another deep breath. and this light expands throughout your body. It permeates every cell. It fills every dark spot within you until you are completely glowing with this beautiful pulsating light. And you look now at a place within your own heart where there's the brightest point of brilliant light. And you direct your consciousness into that light now. Oh, how expansive. How beautiful. And as you move through this light, you see an even more blinding, brilliant light that you are connected to. This is the love of God, the source of all life, the great mystery, the divine mind, the all. And you take this moment to ask the source of all life, how can I love myself more? And you listen for the answer. Open your heart and allow the love from the source of all life to come into your heart in whatever amount is appropriate for you at this time. And you feel the vibration deep within you. And you give thanks. And you pull your consciousness back now, back into your heart. Back to your body. And you speak now to every cell in your body. And you say, I have divine love. And I want to share it with all of me. And you see this brilliant divine love radiating out from your heart into every cell in your body. even the tiniest, newest cells. And you see them suck this love up like a sponge. And now you are starting to understand the beauty of life and the love that we all share. And now allow gratitude to fill your heart. Now take a deep breath, bring your consciousness all the way back to the here and now. Come back to this body, to this place and time. Come back to the room where your body sits. Open your eyes, move around. Connect back with the here and now. Stretch, yawn, take a drink of water. How do you feel now? Do you feel at least a little bit of peace? I know people connected with that one because I felt it. It was pretty awesome, actually. Definitely a lot of fun. So now as you go through every day, take that 10 minutes to love yourself. And any time that you start to feel tense, scared, worried, abused, or in any way not content with the way things are going on, take that 10 minutes. Take that little journey through the heart to the truth of our existence. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps, as they say. Allow yourself that love, and everything gets better. And if you do this before you have an important meeting or something that you have to do that you're a little concerned about, you may find that things really go exactly the way they are supposed to go. Now, sometimes that means a quick ending. And sometimes the best that can happen is that. If you're in a job that you hate, that's causing you physical distress and mental distress, maybe the best thing that could happen is you get fired and go on unemployment for a while. Gives you time to sit back and think about what is it you really want out of life. What kind of contribution can you make to this planet? To the creation. But whatever happens, whether it's a promotion or a dismissal, whatever happens, it's going to be for the best. It's going to be something that is going to take you one step closer to real love, truth, and a better way of moving through life. And it does help to have the right music to do these things. So again, what you were listening to was a cut from The Thunder of Silence by Saggio. That's S-A-G-G-I-O. And that cut was called Gift of Love. And there are several other cuts on there, of course. There's The Thunder of Silence, Beyond Words and Thoughts, Journey Within, and Consciousness Unfolding. And I can tell you that I used to listen to different ones that Saggio has done, like Awakened Heart, I really love. And I would sit there with a cat on each side of me and my cup of coffee and just contemplate the red rocks. And I started every day out that way, and, you know, life was a heck of a lot more calm. So while I'm telling you guys to do this stuff, I'm doing it too. Because I know what it takes to reach that peace that passeth all understanding. I've been there. And I kind of got lazy along the way and stopped doing things too, because, you know, we're all human. Spirit's having a human existence. Sometimes the human part kind of gets in the way. So as I remind you to do these things, I also am doing them. And so I am also working at loving myself enough to be able to be more. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that. And until next week, as usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.